Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions, and we are live on SportsGrid on this Thursday night. Kevin Walsh with you as we are about to hit a little bit of a lull in that sports calendar, just a momentary one. The NHL has their Four Nations tournament going on right now. We'll talk to Joe Maddon about that, but we're not getting night-to-night hockey on our slate. The NBA is about to button up their action and send us into the All-Star break. It is a five-game window that we get to dive into here on this Thursday, and then it is going to be everybody's favorite, the Rising Stars Challenge, the dunk contest, and an all-star game format where even old K-Dubs is tapped out. I don't know what's going on. I don't. I remember when it came out, I read it and I understood it, but now I've seen the odds. I'm not sure what's going on. At some point this weekend, I'm sure I will, but as we sit here on this Thursday, Team OGs, I don't know. Young Guns, I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the NBA. The college world will still be supplying us with plenty of juice, even into the weekend, where we have one of the biggest games of the college basketball season. Number 2 Alabama hosting number 1 Auburn. Huge game. Tight line. Looks like it's going to be pick right now. That number's out on a Thursday. Gives you an idea of the level of that college basketball game. And it's going to impact markets, I'm sure, for those of you that are routinely checking in on national title prices. Maybe you want to see what kind of value you've gained, or maybe who's appearing like they're showing some value. Bama's been a riser. Actually jumped Houston for the third spot overall on the FanDuel Sportsbook there. Auburn, the title favorites, though. They have jumped Duke now, sitting 4-1, and it's the Blue Devils at a plus 450 price. Rounding out the top five, it goes Auburn, Duke, Alabama, and then it's Houston and Florida. The College Board tonight has some ranked action. Maryland catching 1.5 at Nebraska. Memphis laying 6.5 at South Florida. One of the odd things of your slate tonight, for those of you that use KenPom, the 11th best team in college basketball is in action, and yet, you do not see them in the top 25 tab, because that is the Gonzaga Bulldogs. I don't know if we've ever seen a team who is viewed so differently by the metrics and then by the actual like AP and even where they're viewed from those who are filling out brackets in terms of, you know, bracketology. Gonzaga right now on bracket matrix, a nine seed. Again, KenPom sees them as the 7th best team in college basketball. That is a huge gap. We'll talk about their game here tonight in just a little bit. They're going to host the Dons as a 14.5-point home favorite. We'll get to the basketball board. We'll get to Sports Millions Pick'em. We'll look at the opening round of Genesis Invitational action with Brady Cannon joining us as well. Craig Mitch is going to stop by. Before you know it, it's pitchers and catchers. And before you know it, we're watching Alec Bregman play baseball for the Boston Red Sox. That deal came through just the other day. So some stuff to get to on that side of it. But I do want to still talk some football as we open up the show here tonight. Because I don't know about you, how many of you still have some football fever? Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl has me running hot and running a little bit longer. But there was some news today that was made official, which is Aaron Rodgers is no longer going to be with the New York Jets. The Jets themselves releasing a statement and leaving no doubt, no questions that this is the end of Aaron's time with the Jets. And I look back on it, these two seasons, and I still feel bad it played out this way. You know, when Aaron left Green Bay, you know, and they had fallen short in two conference championships or in two postseasons, once both to the Niners, once I think it was the division round, once in the conference championship game. Then they were eliminated on a Sunday nighter against the Detroit Lions, that surging team, and that was it for him in Green Bay. But going to the Jets was not a ridiculous move. And I know there's an air of, oh, the Jets. And that's from Jets fans and not Jets fans. And I know that's how a lot of people feel around the torn Achilles that took Aaron out of it for his first ever game with the Jets. First ever game not with the Green Bay Packers. And it's very possible that Rodgers, even in this season, was not at 100%. I would say, actually, it's a guarantee he wasn't at 100%. The question is probably, is anything close to 100% ever going to be available to Aaron again? And that's the real question that now sits out there. The Jets had to move on from a guy that they were once so excited to bring in. And some probably don't view what if he didn't tear his Achilles as a big what if. They probably feel like he was inevitably not going to have success with the Jets. I don't fully agree with that. I think that is a bit of a what if, especially if he had two cracks at it, two full healthy seasons. He didn't have that. So now he moves on. And again, for the Jets, it was the right decision. Because while I think I'm speaking kindly of Rodgers, I couldn't think any less of what he did this season. And most of that isn't even tied to the on-field stuff. Any notion that Rodgers was not playing a massive hand in the decision-making for this football team is foolish. It is absolutely ridiculous. Robert Saleh's firing was inexplainable. It came way too early in the season and cratered their defense, quite frankly. We saw that play out. They moved heaven and earth to bring in Devontae Adams. And Devontae's real Jets debut came on the Pat McAfee show, which is another thing. But Rodgers brought a lot of this on to himself. So now when we look at where can Aaron Rodgers go, we just flashed it for you. The odds have the Pittsburgh Steelers as the favorite. In essence, it makes sense. We know there's a mutual respect with Mike Tomlin. And I also don't think people would expect Rodgers to go to that organization and run roughshod, right? I've talked about Aaron potentially landing with the third team that is on the board there, which is the San Francisco 49ers. A cheap replacement move if they let Brock Purdy go because Purdy's commanding too much money. And taking a chance that Rodgers, another year removed from the Achilles, yes, another year older, but in the Shanahan offense with those weapons, could be good enough to get the job done. But as we sit here today on February 13th, I would be pretty surprised if the Niners do not pay Brock Purdy, whatever the number ends up being. It looks like they want Brock back. So now the issue for Rodgers is you look at a lot of organizations that are on the board, and it feels like there could be some suitors, but how many of them are winners? The Tennessee Titans are picking first for a reason. The Vegas Raiders are picking sixth for a reason. The landing spot for Aaron Rodgers, he needs help. He needs to make a phone call. Hey, Matt Stafford, get out of there. Go to the Giants. Go to the Raiders. Do whatever it is that you want, but please give me the chance to replace you and play with Sean McVay and Puka Nacua. We'll certainly be watching. We'll be talking basketball.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall next on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to the right here. We are on Game Time Decisions tonight. College basketball board again. Ranked action is in the Big Ten. And then it's over in the American. It's Maryland laying or catching 1.5, excuse me, from Nebraska. And it's Memphis laying 6.5 at South Florida. So certainly some spots where you got to be careful. We know the value of home court advantage. One spot tonight that's catching my eye, a little off the beaten path potentially, that would be UNC Wilmington and Charleston. Now, these are probably your two best teams in the conference. We saw them play already at Charleston, an 85-83 victory there for the road Seahawks. I look at this game tonight, I think maybe our numbers moved a little bit too much. 5.5, 6.5 in the market. But I want to trust the Cougars' offense here. I want to trust Charleston to score the basketball in this game. That Wilmington defense is nowhere near the top of the conference. It's a team predicated on offense. We know Charleston runs up and down the court. I think they get theirs tonight in a bit of a revenge spot. Game could soar. Maybe Wilmington has it going. Maybe they're 85-90 tonight. Maybe. But I trust Charleston over the 73.5 in their game at minus 116. Again, keep your eye on this Gonzaga game tonight. Just very interested to see what the Bulldogs are able to do. They don't have much room for error in the remainder of their schedule. Now, this is something that is a little bit similar to last year. The losses are close. Here's the losses this year for Gonzaga. Overtime, West Virginia. Overtime, Kentucky. 6, UConn, neutral. 3, UCLA, neutral. Overtime, Oregon State. 4, Santa Clara. 4, at St. Mary's. But you got to pick up some wins, man. We can't lose every time we go to overtime. They've lost all their overtime games. We can't just, if we see a good team lose to a team, we can't. If you're Gonzaga. So, we got to see what we see. We got to see if Gonzaga here can roll a team like the Dons, who certainly carry some weight within this conference. The big one for them is going to be the St. Mary's matchup. We know that's going to be the big one. If they can get the job done against St. Mary's in the rematch, a fellow 10-pom top 25 ranked team, that's going to be notable. We'll keep our eyes on that. NBA-wise tonight, we have ourselves again what is a five-game slate. And we'll talk more about the slate. We've got some Sports Million Pick'em coming up for you here. But I do want to just quickly take a look at the standings. And, you know, is there anything that jumps out, right? Is there anything that we're seeing that feels noteworthy? Last night we had Luka and the Lakers, second game of that tenure. They fell right into the trap that so many teams do. You play a team at home, you smash them, you go to their building, you don't show up locked in, you get rolled. And the Lakers got rolled. Happens. It's tough because you had the chance for great momentum since you were playing Utah, but it's no panic, right? For Phoenix, a lot of panic. For the Phoenix Suns, all the panic. Losers of 3 in a row, 6 of 7. And this was a team that sat 24-21. They're now 26-28. They had a nice start to the season at 9-2. And things have cratered. With injury being a part of that, no doubt. I will say, if you were with us for our NBA previews, the Suns dealing with injuries was expected. They got outlier health seasons from Durant and Nurk last year. Those were the guys that missed a ton of time already. But speaking of Kevin Durant, the most under-discussed story in the NBA has been Kevin Durant's future. And it's actually kind of mind-blowing to me. This is a league that occasionally runs on player movement. Just look at the deadline. Right? When we talk so much about Jimmy and the buildup, then the Luka deal kind of took over Super Bowl week for a moment. I mean, it got its way in there, which was incredible, right? Shows even on Mondays had to get it. We here, the Super Bowl to Luka, that's how it was a huge deal, right? We also saw other moves. We saw De'Aaron Fox end up in San Antonio like he wanted. Zach LaVine in Sacramento as a part of a multi-team deal there, right? Bucks made a move for Kyle Kuzma. The Jimmy Butler situation ended with him in Golden State. Why have people not been going crazy over Jimmy ending up in Golden State because Kevin Durant refused to go back? The Phoenix Suns, who I thought would be looking to make trades this offseason, at the deadline, looked at everything, sat there at the time, I believe 525-25, and went, yeah, we'll take what we can get now. This isn't going to get any better. A Phoenix Suns team that made moves with the Utah Jazz to bring in assets that they could then ship out to Miami to get Jimmy Butler, right? Merely in order to get Jimmy Butler, traded Kevin Durant. I don't need to do a whole song and dance and talk about, whoa, well, hold on a second. KD doesn't want to go to Golden State. What does that say about Draymond? What does that say about Durant? What does that say about Steph? We don't have to do that. We can. We don't have to do it here. We don't have to do it here. But what we have to remember, something that I thought we could have talked about pre-deadline, but then it got multiplied and people still didn't care. The Suns are trading Kevin Durant. The Suns are absolutely, this offseason, going to trade Kevin Durant. So when you think about title odds, and I know we're doing this year's title odds, and we're worried about this year's matchups. Next year, we are going to end up seeing Kevin Durant find a new team. Maybe one of those top 10 right there. Maybe not.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Maybe not. Some have suggested the Knicks make the call. Lakers, who knows? I don't know. Why not? They can do anything, apparently. We know the Rockets are lurking. I just got to say, it is incredible to see this Suns team be in a situation so bad that the all-in Suns at the deadline were ready to trade KD. It's just an incredible thing that I feel many have overlooked. We're going to we'll do some Sports Million Pick'em next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With you right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh on this Thursday night. And we've got a lot of options tonight. I'm sure a lot of you are looking to load up over on the NBA slate. Why not load up over on the Sports Million Pick'em? Let's see what options we have tonight.
Happy Thursday, everyone. It's time to jump into some Sports Millions Pick'ems. Now, Tom, limited games out there in the NBA, but plenty of opportunities to jump in. Where are you going for us?
Yeah, last day of games before the NBA All-Star break. I'm going to be turning to Norman Powell of the Los Angeles Clippers, higher than 23.5 points. A little bit of a slow game for him last night. We know that Kawhi Leonard has already been ruled out tonight. And this isn't some like massive usage change. Norman Powell already leads the Clippers in points per game this season. He's shooting nearly 50% from the field, over 40% from downtown. He is in the three-point contest for the All-Star game. All-Star game competition. So I like him coming into the game, ending the last game of the first half of the season on a high note. We have a great matchup going up against the Jazz. I expect the points and especially the three-pointers to be flowing tonight.
I love where you're going with that one. I'm going to look at the matchup here between the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks. Now, the Dallas Mavericks coming off an emotional win last night versus the Golden State Warriors, finally getting that win at home after being a home dog in that one. We know all of the trades and everything that's happened. It's got a thin front court here for the Dallas Mavericks. And when I look at the Miami Heat, they're coming off a loss last night in a game versus OKC that really should have had. Now, they've lost three in a row, and I do think a pivotal player here is Bam, and I'm looking for Bam to come out nice and strong and be able to get those rebounds with this thin front court here at the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to take Bam higher than 11.5 rebounds. He's been able to go over this in three of his last four, and I do think he's going to have his way with the glass tonight. So give me Bam of the Miami Heat higher than 11.5 rebounds in this one.
We have college basketball tomorrow, college basketball to start next week, and then we'll be rolling back with NBA and NHL.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, you guys. So make sure you join us back here for more Sports Millions Pick'ems.
All right, great stuff there from both Tom and Joe. I just want to mention Bam Adebayo rebounds. This is a good look. The Miami Heat are so dead to me. It's driving me nuts. I played a win total over for Miami coming into the year, and they've kind of traded results off. Never felt out of it necessarily. The Jimmy stuff complicated things. Certainly. But I felt once they made a move, you know, they'd feel a little bit better and things would, you know, start to round off, right? And then you look at their last five games. They lose at Chicago as decent favorites. They beat Philly, but who doesn't? They lose at Brooklyn, terrible. Then, you know, the deal's finally done. They get the new guys in. Home against Boston, tough spot. I get it. Yesterday against OKC, they are up 12 at the end of the first quarter, 11 at the half, 10 going into the fourth quarter. They're up 10 points going into the fourth quarter. By the time they scored their first basket of the fourth quarter, they were down 14. They hit a three, it cut it to 11. It was so bad, so mind-numbing. From Spo to the 12th man, so unacceptable. It is a Miami team who has, I understand, you know, some certain things have not broke their way, but man, they have miscalculated a lot of stuff. And it feels like this Jimmy stuff was just kind of more of the same. Enough of that. Let's hear a little bit more about the options you can find over on Sports Million Pick'em.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/blitz'em to be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself. That's sportsmillions.com/blitz'em.
All right, we're back with you right here, and I will add one last thing. Zach LaVine, we're going to get this going. Can we find some efficiency tonight against New Orleans? Bad team, bad defense. 22.5, higher or lower right now over on Sports Million Pick'em. Certainly something for us to keep some tabs on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Major League Baseball with Craig Mish next year on Sports Pick'em.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions with you here on a Thursday night. The NFL, it's come, it's gone. It never really leaves. But it means we are getting close. Major League Baseball. So who better than Craig Mish to stop by and talk to us here on Sports Grid. Craig, how are we doing on a Thursday night?
Boy, Kev, you made it back, huh, from New Orleans? I thought maybe you'd just stay out there, you know? You guys were having so much fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, but we had work to do. We had work Sunday. It was great. People were like, you're not going to the game? I'm like, I don't think that's on the board for me. We got a Pro Football Today to make happen leading into the game, and it was all worth it. I enjoyed watching it. From home, I'm good. I don't know. I'm assuming here. You've been to a Super Bowl before?
Yeah, several.
Yeah, I figured that.
The week and then the game itself. You know, what happened was, you know, somebody told me probably 20 years ago, it's like, if you ever get a credential for the Super Bowl to actually go to the game, mm-hmm. then you need to go, because then, you know, then you go to that one and then in all likelihood, you get approved for the next year. So I had a run of like, I think 3 or 4 in a row that I went to. And then I went to the ones in Miami also. By the time I got to the 4th or 5th one, whenever it was, at that point, I felt like, all right, I have seen it. But it was definitely, my first one was definitely a bucket list event, and definitely saw some good ones along the way. But the hype leading up is a lot of fun, and the Radio Row is a blast. I did a lot of Radio Row stuff in the past too. So maybe one of these years, Sports Grid will recognize that and send me out there. But, you know, one can hope.
We'll have to put the word in there. Craig, let's take a look at some of the news that we've seen in Major League Baseball, with the Bregman news being the most recent, where the Boston Red Sox make the move. You know, it's very odd, I think, because for a stretch there, the Bregman thing felt like such a big shoe to drop. But I guess that's kind of when football takes over. And honestly, when I saw the Bregman news, I went, oh, wow, that's still a thing. Like, it kind of was out of sight, out of mind. What was your reaction when you saw that Bregman was going to Boston?
Yeah, and it's interesting that every year now, it seems like we do have a couple of lingering free agents into February. And this year, I don't think we're going to get a bigger one than Bregman, or even Pivetta, by the way, who signed too. I think that that's, you know, the multi-year deals are gone. I think, look, I'm going to guess here, although, you know, I've covered Alex when he played with Houston, known him well, interviewed him many times. So I can only guess what he's thinking. And so my guess is basically didn't get the deal that he wanted in the offseason, picked the very best offensive scenario where he's had the most success on a very short-term deal. And if he performs and outperforms that contract that he has in 1 year, he can go back on the market. I think he will, Kevin, and I think he will get that 4 or 5 year deal after this. So his numbers are just fantastic in Boston. I think they will be again. He's playing in a really good lineup, so a really good fit. But let's not make this out to be more than a 1 year deal, because I really think that's what it is.
I think that is fascinating, and I guess maybe for Boston, they did the deal, so they must be comfortable with it. Where if he wildly outperforms it, that means he had an awesome season, and maybe they can then bring him back. The Red Sox right now are sitting as the tied for 4th best odds with a few teams in Texas and Seattle in the American League. You kind of see it tiered out. The Yankees look like a tier of their own in pricing-wise. Then it's Baltimore, then it's Houston, and then you get to those 10-to-1 teams. How real does Boston challenging for the American League, maybe American League East, sound to you?
I don't know about the East, but I think definitely wild card is in play. I do think the Yankees are probably a tier above them, but I definitely would put them with or above Tampa Bay, with or above Baltimore, with or above Toronto in that division, where I don't know that I felt that way going in. And I think the Bregman move does put them over the top in that sense, not to win the division, but it puts them firmly in the mix. Let's also not forget, I mean, Kevin, they made some really savvy pitching moves in the offseason that really went under the radar, the Walker Buehler deal, and the Garrett Crochet trade as well. So I think they stack up extraordinarily well. They do have a lot of injury issues potentially in that pitching. You're not rooting for that, but there are a lot of pitchers on that team that have some injury history. So reliability is not really the key factor, I think, with those starters. But if they do get 4 starters of 140-50 innings, they're going to be a force.
Now, with Major League Baseball, we're kind of about to get back into that grooving thing, pitchers and catchers. And I know that means, you know, you'll start to get on the ground floor with everything. I know you're always ear to the ground, but, you know, you get to kind of be out in front of it. Is there anything that around the league you're kind of looking forward to, trying to keep a closer eye on as we approach that time?
Yeah, I do think that there's a few teams around the league that I think could take the very next step. Usually what happens with me, a lot of people know this, who follow me on social media, have heard me through the years, like my big specialty bets are the season win totals. I think it's probably the best, very best thing that I do through the years. Usually right around the start of the season, I get like random direct messages. Don't ask me anything else about baseball betting and don't ask me anything about football or anything else. But those season win totals, man, I really love seeing those. Last year we gave a couple to Ben, they both hit. So, you know, like a team, I would say, Kevin, like Detroit, like where are the Tigers in the mix for all this stuff? You know, they have a very wealthy owner. It seems like they have a propensity to spend some money. They're going to get out from this Javi Baez contract eventually. They made some nice moves in the offseason. They have the best pitcher in baseball. So I think that's one team in the American League that I'm watching. And I definitely think that Corbin Burns going to Arizona on the flip side, leaving Baltimore, going over to the National League. Look, the Dodgers are going to be the favorites. The Dodgers are going to be in the playoffs. But is Arizona like the second or third best team in the NL? I mean, it's possible. It's possible. That was a really big move for them to add him too. So as far as like those two teams are concerned, those are the ones that I sort of have my eye on. And by the way, not the big national teams, usually the fly under the radar teams. Those are the teams that I look at.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious where Pittsburgh would fit in that description for you, because they're not the Yankees, the Dodgers, but Paul Skeens is a force. Favorite to win the NL Cy Young at the moment. I just, for me, I hear your breakdown of the Tigers, right? And last year they won 86 games. Skubal's incredible. They make the playoffs. Do you feel Skeens could have that type of impact? And this is a team whose win total right now in the mid-70s kind of is even much better than people are at the moment projecting?
I'm disappointed a little bit in them. I know they did sign Tommy Pham, and they added, I think, $15 million in payroll or something like that. And by the way, I don't really care who spends or who doesn't. I don't get into that conversation. Believe me, I go through it every year with Miami. But with a team like Pittsburgh and with O'Neill Cruz and some of the Ted Reynolds and the talent that they have there, I mean, it is kind of now or never for them. When you have the Jaden Daniels, when you have the Paul Skeens, how do you not push the foot down at that point? You know, like, I mean, people are accusing Baltimore of sort of not doing that, but Baltimore is just able to keep calling these kids up and they all perform, right? I don't think Pittsburgh has that farm system where they're going to be able to do that. So no, Kevin, I'm not like super bullish on Pittsburgh because of the three guys that they had.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see them do a little bit more, not because of spending the money, but because you have that generational type player. It's time. It's time to go all in. And they didn't even go like in at all.
it's kind of, it gives me memories when you mentioned Baltimore, because I last year, and I knew it at the time, was irrationally angry with their deadline because I had a World Series ticket. And I was like, I don't have a World Series ticket that rolls over, right? I have to bet a new ticket. Right. Let's go do some things. And they didn't, you know, they kind of let it be out. But I guess, and we'll end on this, Craig, and I appreciate making some time. The idea for Baltimore is they just have so much time on their side because they have so many guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. And also, you know, Mike Elias has seen this before in Houston and has just went through the losing and was super patient, going through a little bit of winning. I don't think Baltimore is going to change who they are, Kevin. This is going to be what they do. Maybe a couple of guys on one-year deals eventually, but no more than that.
It's going to be fun to get there, man. It's going to be fun. I think it's set up to be.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
An interesting baseball season if you're not doom and gloom about the Dodgers end of it, which... We'll see.
At the under on their win total, that I would tell you. That's you can't ever bet the highest and the lowest like that. You can't do that.
Again, make sure you catch Craig Mish over on Newswire. Craig, we really appreciate it. Quick break. Joe Madden joins us on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With you on Game Time Decisions. College Board, we mentioned Charleston team total over 73.5 and some CAA action as they play UNC Wilmington. NBA action is going to be Zach LaVine over the 21.5 points at -115. That's for the basketball bettors. For the hockey bettors, I think they might be thriving. I'll be honest with everybody. I don't really know what's going on. Like, there's Four Nation stuff. The first time I heard about it, third quarter Super Bowl. Let's give all the details. The whole family's there, but my dad's talking to me. We both, it's a celebration, couple drinks. I'm thinking he's making stuff up.
I don't know what he's talking. He's like, what are they like at work about the Four Nations? I'm like, I don't know what this guy, is he trying to send us into war? Like, I don't know what's going on here. Then I got people text me like, hey, man, I know you're not into the hockey, but this Four Nations stuff's pretty cool. Some people have told me it's replacing the All-Star game. I don't even know who set this up. So, Joe Madden's here, and she's going to save the day. Joe, great to have you. It is a lovely Thursday here where USA is playing Finland, apparently. Oh, the mic's not on. Hold on.
There it is. We're here. Sorry about that, you guys. I apologize. No, I'm super excited for this, Kevin. And I don't blame you for not hearing about this. It is replacing the All-Star game out there. But this Four Nations is definitely what hockey fans want to see. We're seeing the best of the best, the biggest superstars. They're playing for their countries. Team USA, Team Canada, Team Sweden, and Team Finland, all going head-to-head in a round-robin style tournament here with the winner in regulation taking 3 points, a winner in overtime taking those, I believe it's 2 points in, or 3 points in overtime, 1 point for the loser in overtime, and then a regulation win for three. So we're looking at these teams doing that round robin, and then the winner is going head to head with those points. And Team USA is the favorite right now to take it all. Canada was a favorite coming into this. One thing that's held constant is Sweden and Finland have been in that third and fourth spot. But we saw a great effort out of Sweden last night as they were able to push that game to overtime with Team Canada. Team Canada, their power play is so incredibly strong. Kevin, I was wrong. I thought Team Canada needed a hot minute out there on the ice to really get in rhythm with each other, and they proved me wrong coming out and scoring within that first couple minutes out there on the power play. So that forward unit is so strong, but we got a U.S. team so complete from their forward to their defense to their goaltending. They definitely are the team to compete against.
All right, so the stage is set then. USA is a huge favorite in the Four Nations. We're in the round robin stages. I think Joe did a great job, but I'm still a little... Listen, I just know the USA's playing. I know people are jazzed up. I will say that. People are into this, which is nice to see. How do you feel about this game tonight, Joe, between USA and Finland?
Well, you look at the star power on this Team USA, and you look at those lines, Kevin, and I know we've talked hockey all season, and you know exactly how strong Kyle Connor has been, Jack Eichel, Matthew Tkachuk. That is your top line forwards. And then we drop down to that second line, Jake Guentzel, Austin Matthews, and Jack Hughes. Still elite players on that second line. Third line, it just keeps getting, staying just as strong. You got Brady Tkachuk, JT Miller, Matt Boldy, and on that fourth line, you got Trocheck, Nelson, and Dylan Larkin. So the forwards are going to come out nice and strong. But defensively, we got Charlie McAvoy out there. We got Adam Fox. We've got so much star power. And then we have Connor Hellebuck in goal tonight here for them. I do think Connor Hellebuck is a difference maker because on the other side here, for Finland, we don't have as many star players out there. We've got a couple of holes on this team. Barkov, their team captain, we know from the Florida Panthers, has that ability to really stand up. We also have Sebastian Aho. So it's not like they've got terrible players at all. They've still got such strong players, but I just don't think the players to compete here with Team USA, because Team USA, they do not have a weakness out there on the ice. And then we're going to look here at goaltending. Acero's coming out from the Nashville Predators for Team Finland. Saros has been a weaker spot. Now, I do think one player you can't look past is Mikko Rantanen. We know the trade between him, Colorado, over to the Carolina Hurricanes. He's an underrated superstar out there on the ice. The last three seasons averaging right around 100 points, but trying to find value in this game, Kevin, is a harder one because Team USA is clearly such a huge favorite. You got to lay that puck line, and I still don't love the value. I do think looking at first period for Team USA to come out so strong in that first period. Over 1.5 goals in the first period, I do think will be in play. If Finland gets one, then so be it. But I expect both of those goals to come from Team USA. I don't want to lay the puck line because not enough value, but I do think this could be a game where Connor Hellebuck gets a shutout. I would look at some exact scores to play around with. I took a little bit of coffee money on five or six, yeah, six different exact scores out there. I took a 4-0 win for Team USA, a 4-1 win for Team USA, and a 4-2 win for Team USA, and then a 5-0, 5-1, and a 5-2. I really do think no matter what happens in this game, Team USA goes over the 3.5 goals. The books think so too. It is so highly juiced. And then Finland goes, you know, two goals or less in this one. Their team totals 1.5 though, so it's kind of concerning taking the under 1.5. You'll get plus 148. I really do think it has such a strong ability, but I'm hoping I'm not like sleeping on Finland a little bit here. So I'm not going to touch it because of that fact, Kevin.
Man, should be a good time. And everybody loved the first game, Canada, Sweden, overtime. Crosby's in the mix, 3 assists. There's four nations. This thing's rocking. People are loving it, Joe. People are loving it. All right, not bad. Not bad. And then we have Four Nations all Saturday too, huh?
Oh, Saturday is going to be absolutely fantastic. You look at those matchups on Saturday, and I can hardly wait. We kick it off at 1:10 Eastern with Finland taking on Sweden. And then the late game, the game of the night, it's going to be Team USA versus Team Canada. You look at the Canadian team, the forward unit is definitely so strong. They just don't have the goaltending that we see on Team USA. But you've got Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon on one team. They are lights out there, Kevin. So definitely make sure you watch Saturday night, you guys. You definitely want to jump into that. Canada's the favorite right now at minus 118.
All right, so make sure you stay locked in. Joe, appreciate it. I think I've got it now. Best luck to you with all the action for tonight's game and certainly this weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Best luck to everyone out there.
All right, we're gonna hit a quick break. We'll be right back with more Game Time Decisions right here on Sports Grid.
Sports Grid.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid, it is Game Time Decisions, and we've got ourselves the final night of NBA action before the All-Star break officially begins. Houston, a dropping favorite throughout the day against the Golden State Warriors. You know, I tried that Steph Curry under in Golden State's most recent game against Milwaukee, or two games ago, I should say, against Milwaukee. Got clipped. He played really well, came out hot, scored 38, actually. Against Dallas, I didn't go to it. And I'm not upset about that because his volume has actually stayed very consistent. He took 23 shots. He didn't get there. He scored 25. Tonight, his number's down to 25.5. Some of that has to be playing Houston. I just think it's a noteworthy thing right now that Steph is shooting a ton. I feel as if Steph is kind of looking around, thinking to himself, all right, we've made a real move in bringing in Jimmy Butler, right? And I cannot just let this season fall apart. We're in the play-in right now. But we are two back of Minnesota, who's the 7 seed. 2.5, but 2 in the loss column. So we just got to keep our head down and keep playing hoop. And if you're Golden State and you got up to the 7, then you would have to lose 2 home games to not make the playoffs. Right? Now, that's not easy, but I think it kind of shows that Steph is going for it. Right? And not that other guys aren't going for it. But it shows that Steph's going for it. I will say, while the Warriors right now would love the 7 seed, I think the dream seed for this conference feels like the 2 seed, right? OKC has the 1 seed locked up. They are on another big win streak, this time 7 in a row, 44-9, half the losses of the next closest team. They are the 1 seed. It's a big part of why their price is what it is within the conference. But the way that it feels as if right now there's a decent chance either Denver or the Lakers ends up the four, or maybe even inside that 4-5 game. And while Oklahoma City will be favored to win that series against either team, OKC's booked first, Denver's booked next, and then it's the Lakers. This is stuff we talked about with the Celtics last year, where it was like, wow, are the Celtics just going to get the absolute rawest deal? Philly round one, Milwaukee round two. Nope, none of that happened. None of that happened in Milwaukee. I mean, to Boston. They played the easiest matchup, it felt like, each time, and the injured version of the matchup, it felt like, each time, right? For Boston. So those things kept breaking their way. For OKC, maybe things will break their way, and they won't have to play either of these teams. But if you're the Lakers or the Nuggets specifically, and you get up to the two seed, and the other team is in that 4-5, and therefore having to play Oklahoma City, you now only have to play one of them. That's a dream scenario. And you have home court all the way until the conference finals. That's a dream scenario. For whomever you are, Lakers or Nuggets, we're really focusing in on. I know that that'll sound disrespectful to Memphis. Here's the deal. For the Grizzlies and the Rockets, they will be dogs, regardless of home court, in that series. One team is the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. The other has the Luka Doncic, LeBron James pairing. It is not to say that Memphis doesn't want the two, Houston doesn't want the two, they all want the two. But if you're the Nuggets or the Lakers, your dream scenario is get the two, and the other team is in the 4-5 game. And then they collide with OKC in round number two. And that's kind of where we are right now when you look at the Western Conference pricing. The OKC numbers come back a little bit. And I think that's because the books are now saying, okay, there's a big difference here between the Thunder's round two matchup being the Rockets, who are currently booked at 19-1 to win the conference, and the Lakers booked at 8-1 to win the conference. So those are kind of one of the things that you have to keep your eye on there. Again, for your basketball plays tonight, Charleston team total over 73.5. And then Zach LaVine points over 21.5. Up next, let's swing it, baby. The Genesis Invitational with a very, very familiar name at the top of the odds board. Right here on Sports Grid, we'll be right back.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.